Today on Rockin' the Suburbs.
I have an important question for you, Patrick.
What's that question, Jim?
Are you ready for some sports songs? All right, Patrick, who are you rooting for in this World Series?
World Do you have Series a favorite? Is going on. Yeah, I'm rooting for the Dodgers just one reason. Yeah, Craig Gresen.
Yeah. Okay, that's a good reason. That's a good reason. The Dodgers, I've always kind of had a soft spot for the Dodgers a little bit because that was actually my father's favorite team
when
he was growing up. My dad was never a really big sports fan except for, oddly enough, televised golf. I'm not making this up.
I love watching golf on TV.
My weekends growing up as a kid were like there was always golf on TV.
I liked it for some reason instantly on the big console
TV. Yeah. You know, the TV that looked like furniture with like legs stuff. Yeah. They were always seemed to be golf on the TV. Yeah. So I knew all those players back in the 70s and whatnot. But anyway, nice. He didn't really watch a lot of like other sports than that. But he once told me that. And when he was growing up, he was a fan of the Brooklyn Dodgers.
Oh, yeah.
And his favorite player was Duke Snider.
Oh, cool.
And so so I kind of have this soft spot for the Dodgers. I'd like to see the Dodgers win. And
Me
then
too.
You got the Craig Rosen connection. Yep. That's good. And Echo Park Jimmy, he may be rooting for the Dodgers,
sure he is.
Too.
Yeah.
I think he walks the dogs down there around Chavez Ravine and all that.
He's walking some of the players' dogs because they've been extra busy.
Yeah, probably. So anyway, let's... Now, since the Orioles aren't in it.
They just missed it by, I think, like 67 games.
Yeah, something like that. So we'll go with the Dodgers now.
Yeah.
So the reason I'm talking about this, because the World Series is going on now, and this is the rare time of year when all of the major U.S. sports are playing at the same time.
Yes.
You get like about a two-week period because the NBA just started, the NHL a little bit before that. Mm-hmm. Of course, we've had football going on for a little while. Baseball, we're in the playoffs in the World Series, and then of course MLS, right?
MLS,
right? Still going strong, right? And we're excited about that.
Oh my god!
Because our our DC United has clinched a playoff spot.
Oh my god!
As you hear this, it still will be the case. We are recording this pretty close to the air date this time, so yeah.
Yeah, and you know we're right now, Jim. We're in the era that I like to call AW.
AW
after Wayne,
yes,
that's right.
Yes,
we had BW and AW.
Yeah,
because since he's come, it's been an unbelievable.
We are living in the Wayne Rooney era.
Rooney and Stieber stand over this one. It's a long, long way out in the 18th minute as Rooney goes for goal. Stunning from Wayne Rooney, and DC United take the lead. The man who has given DC all the momentum down the playoff push has done it again. As Wayne Rooney reaches double figures in goals in his first MLS campaign.
Unreal, man.
So, this is not a sports podcast.
No, it isn't.
But we do like the sports, and it's actually a show about music. It's called Rockin' the Suburbs. I'm Jim Lenihan.
I'm Patrick Foster.
And we talk about this, or we relate this to music, because a while back we did this show on hockey songs.
Yes, we did.
And we got a bunch of listener suggestions of hockey songs. That was when, of course, the Washington Capitals won the Stanley Cup.
I remember that.
We're not going to be fucking sunk this year! We're the Stanley Cup champions! Yeah!
So we did that, and then people sent more hockey songs.
They did.
And so we did another follow-up episode with more hockey songs.
Yeah.
And then we said at the end, we need to talk about other sports songs, and the qualifier was we want them to be good songs, not just, hokey novelty songs.
No, exactly right.
You know, we want them to be good songs. Are there good songs about sports? It seems like that might be kind of a challenge. And people sent us a few things, and so we got some stuff here to play.
Yeah, it's cool. And now that you mentioned novelty songs, and guests. Mm. I would like to say thanks to Chris Wadsworth.
Yes.
Totally for sitting in. I love those episodes. They were so fun. Witch Doctor.
Yes.
That was a song I'd never heard before, and I thought so cool. No, it was amazing. It was like a good song with the Chipmunks, spliced in.
Sort of, yeah.
Which is amazing.
Yeah, there was a good story behind that, how it was like pre-Chipmunk.
Wasn't that cool?
He was figuring that out.
Yeah, that was really cool. Yeah. And, of course, Mike Wagner. And I love the Rickenbacker episode when he actually played his guitars. That was so cool.
Yes, we should thank Mike Wagner, of course, for doing those guest episodes for us earlier this week. And you had been out for a little while.
I had been, and you're back now. But I'm glad to be back here for just a week. And obviously, I think next week people are going to understand why I was out. Yeah, I had a lot of preparation to do.
Yes, of course. All right. Let me just cue up a call that we got about sports songs.
Cool.
All right.
Hi, this is Eric Spar calling from suburban Philadelphia, and I just finished listening to the hockey songs, and you were talking at the end about whether there were songs for other sports that were decent. I'm not going to touch Center Field by John Fogerty, although I'm a huge John Fogerty fan. It's a little embarrassing, but I do love Todd Snyder's America's Favorite Pastime, which was about when Doc Ellis had a no-hitter while tripping on LSD. Perfect for America's Favorite Pastime. Thanks, guys.
Doc Ellis didn't think he was pitching that day back in 1970. When he and his wife took a trip to the ballpark a little bit differently. So by the time that he hit the bullpen, half the world had melted away. That's about the time Coach Murtaugh came and said, Doc, you're pitching today. Taking the mound, the ground turned into the icing on a birthday cake. The leadoff man came up and turned into a dancing rattlesnake. Crowd track back and forth in waves of color underneath the sun. That ball turned into a silver bullet, his arm into a gun. I took a look all around the world one time. I finally discovered you can't judge a book. Three up, three down for three straight innings in a 0-0 tie. As all those batters' names come ringing from a voice out of the sky, a hallucinating Halloween scenes, each new swing of the bat, his sinker looked like it was falling off a table, but nobody...
All right, do you know the story of Doc Ellis?
I do.
Yeah.
I think I read it in like a Weekly Reader once.
Oh, really?
When I was a kid, yeah. Amazing story. Great song. Really like that a lot.
Yeah. So Doc Ellis for the Pittsburgh Pirates.
Yeah.
No hitter. And supposedly he was on LSD. And then Todd Snyder, of course, like an Americana kind of singer. He's been going at it for a long time.
Very
He's,
cool.
And he does a lot of story songs.
Very
so this
cool.
kind of fits in with that. So that was good. That was a good pick.
That was really cool.
Now, I don't understand when, and Eric, thank you for the call, by the way.
Oh,
I don't understand when he was sort of apologizing for being a John Fogerty fan, or was he apologizing for Center Field? Is that what he was?
I think Center Field.
Yeah, I think so, too. Because
yeah,
no
song.
Need to apologize for being John Fogerty fan. I think he's a great American songwriter.
Sure. Should we talk about Center Field?
Well, I like the song.
Okay. And I'll tell you this, Jim. This just happened to me today. And you were kind enough to make a playlist of all these sports songs that our listeners sent in. So I was listening to that in preparation, as I always do. I always prepare for at least 5 to 6 hours for every episode.
Yeah.
And I just took a short bathroom break and I went out of the room and came back. And when I was walking back in, I was like, huh, I think the Spotify playlist has switched to Wingtip Sloat. But when I walked back in, Center Field was still playing.
Oh.
I think there was a guitar riff there that was pretty cool. Yeah,
oh, okay.
An opening riff.
I gotcha.
I think pretty much Wingtip Sloat might have stolen that from Center Field.
I always kind of liked the song. We got that suggestion from other people too. Of
we
course,
did.
That was probably one that comes top of mind.
Pretty obvious.
I like the way it's a joyous song about sports, you know, that whole like put me in coach, I'm ready to play. I mean, you know, it's just it captures the spirit of what you want, you know, from
and
a sports
song. Signaled that Fogarty was not dead and he was back, right. And like in the 80s, like
that was a big
oh my
comeback.
God, yeah, it was like holy crap, like 20 years later you can actually produce something really great. And that album sold like hotcakes, man.
It did.
Oh my God.
And that's a good record. So.
Oh, it is. Yeah.
All right. So let's see. Where do we go? Now, did you say you had a selection or you want to save
do.
That for later?
No,
or
I'd like to play that right now. You know, I kind of feel like we had a lot of, suggestions from people, Jim, and we'll cover those later. But hand me that music cord and I'll plug it into my computer. I just want to give you about 30, 40 seconds of something that when you talk about sports songs, to me, this is really at the top of the list. And I'm just surprised, really, that no one came up with this except for me. So just sit back and listen to this. All right, we may have been listening to a dub version there, but that, like, think about the first 30 seconds of that song.
Everybody knows that. That's the Monday Night Football, right?
That's right. Dun, dun, pretty dun, classic, dun. Right? Yes. But it's just rock and roll. Some strings and some guitars and some drums. It's great.
Yes.
Yeah. That's all I got.
That's all you got?
Yeah.
So I thought you were going to tell me
I just wanted to
play the backstory of that song.
No, I have no idea what it is, but I just wanted to play that Monday Night Football song.
Well, I'm going to tell you something.
Okay. You know the backstory?
Well, I'm going to have to confirm this, but I'm not making this up.
Okay.
Not.
You wrote that?
No. Yes. Not
that
more,
would be amazing.
Not more than 2 weeks ago, two, 3 weeks ago, something like that. My friend Tom Nord texted me and he says, do you know that Monday Night Football theme, that dun, 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 dun? He goes, that's actually, he had apparently just learned this himself. He said that actually comes from something else. So hang on one
really?
Second.
So Tom Nord's pretty good at the football picks, man. He's won the pool a couple times. Yeah, there is a Rock in the Suburbs football pool.
Yes.
Next year it'll get a lot bigger because we just announced it.
I want to make sure I have this correct before I say something. Let's see. Theme music. I'm looking this up here. Oh, wait. No, that's about the Hank Williams Jr. Song. That's not what I'm talking
about.
There is
that.
Okay. Yes. Yeah, so what he's telling me is correct. That music is called Heavy Action.
Yep.
It was composed by Johnny Pearson.
Nice.
1970.
Nice.
Most associated, I guess, before Monday Night Football, as in the UK, mm-hmm. as a theme for Superstars.
Really? So Superstars.
The Superstars show,
yeah,
I guess.
Yeah.
You know, there was an American version.
All the athletes from the different sports, and they would compete. Yeah.
Of that, but there was a British version of it, and they used that song before Monday Night Football.
Wow.
Apparently used it.
I've just learned something.
Yes.
That's
in
beautiful.
1975, ABC acquired the rights to use Heavy Action as the opening theme to Monday Night Football. So it did not actually originate as the Monday Night Football theme.
It's an incredible song. You could be like asleep in your bed or like, you know, in a different room and suddenly you'd hear bum, 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 and you'd know what time it was.
It's great.
Yeah, it's 8 o'clock Monday night.
I've watched many a Monday Night Football game in my
too.
Life. Okay, now I want to get to a song here that was a suggestion from a listener, but it has special meaning to me as well. So let me find the listener note here that we got. Okay. This is from, it's from intern Matt Windler.
Nice.
And from Menlo Park, California, and he writes, The Baseball Project have 3 albums all about baseball stories and people. And then he references The Baseball Project is Scott McCoy,
mm-hmm.
Steve Wynn,
mm-hmm.
Peter Buck, Mike mm-hmm. Mills, and Linda Pittman were The Baseball Project. So it's sort of like this
sweet
kind of indie super group.
Yeah.
With, but all just writing songs
about baseball.
And I've listened to all of these albums.
Yeah.
And the key here, to, again, as we mentioned, it's sort of like we're trying to avoid songs that are maybe too jokey or too novelty like or anything. These guys write like serious songs about baseball. When you listen to it, it's like it's real stuff. And I'm going to give you an example here. It's from Baseball Project, Volume 2, High and Inside. And this one, it's just a really good song, and it's about one of my favorite players, definitely one of my favorite players when I was a kid.
Saw your picture in the paper today, and I couldn't believe my eyes. Dead before your time, but so long beyond your prime. Looking nothing like the memory from when I was a kid. Golden hair flowing.
Of course, that song is about Mark the Bird Fidrich.
It is. Yeah. And Detroit Tigers, man.
It's such a lovely tune. And it really, to me, that really captures one thing that's great about sports, which is memories when you're a kid. Because when you're a kid, and I experience this now with my own son, you have all this room in your mind to just focus on stuff like sports. You know what I mean? It's so huge and important, right?
Yeah.
And so those are some of your best memories, really, is like the sports stars you liked when you were a kid, and they seemed huge and everything. And for a kid myself growing up in Toledo and the Tigers being my team, when it is exactly like you described, I love the line. He says, a rock star has arrived, because Fidrich was this like crazy, weird, eccentric player. Yeah. And he came out and he was really good, like right away. He only had a short career because he had some injuries, but he was really good right away. And he was just so like sort of flamboyant and weird, and it was exciting. And so it was like a rock star, but it said, a rock star has arrived. Fidrich comes alive. That's a great turn of phrase, don't you think?
Yeah, that's beautiful. Yeah. And you know what struck me about that song when I listened to it today, Jim, was that it really reminded me of Yo La Tengo.
It does
sound
a lot like that, which
is cool, man.
All these Baseball Project albums are really good. They're like legitimately good. Like good songs. It's not just
very kind of mellow, low key, but with hooks that are buried, and you got to work for them a little bit, but they're really nice. Yeah.
All right, we got to really move this along. Let's get to some more listener.
It was beautiful.
Picks real quick. We got a couple here from Bill Mulligan in Falls Church.
So let's talk about this. Falls Church, Bill Mulligan.
Yes.
Do you
know
what's going on with that? No, I don't. And I would like to, you know, for Bill to get in touch with us, rock@suburbspot.com, because I have a few bar tabs that I'd like to show Bill, you know, how big they are, and see if he would like to help me with those.
Yeah.
Because they're right here in Falls
Church.
That's
where you live, Falls
Church. Yeah. So if Bill wants to come out and help me with those, I'd really appreciate it. Plus, I'd actually like to meet Bill. That'd be kind of cool.
Yeah, that'd be good.
Yeah.
So Bill, of course, he mentioned center field, as we talked about.
He did.
He said these others fall into kind of the specialty novelty category. And of course, he brings up Terry Cashman's Talkin' Baseball,
yeah.
which Let's move on.
That's the thing.
It was a big hit, though. I remember being on the radio a lot when I was a kid. It was kind of a big thing. But that's the Willie, Mickey, and the Duke song. But there's a couple here he picked that I want to just play real quickly.
Sure.
One is this by the Trainiers, Say Hey, the Willie Mays song.
Loved it.
Okay.
Go get it, Willie. Say hey, Willie, go get it. What do you mean, go get it? Man, that ball's way in left field.
I don't care what field it's in. Willie plays all field.
Every time we come to the game, you're talking about Willie plays all the field.
That's right.
Let's call Willie and ask him. Call him.
Okay. Hey, Willie.
Yes.
Are you Willie Mays?
Yes.
Whose ball was that?
Why was it?
In left field.
Well, that's Irvin's ball.
I told you that. Every time we come to the game, we got to talk about it. The next time I'm going to sit in the grandstand.
Say, hey, fellas, what's your name?
Say who?
Say Willie. Say hey.
Say who?
Swinging at the plate. Say hey.
Say who?
Say Willie. That giant kid is great. When he hits the ball, it's long gone, man. Hits it farther than camp began. Swings the bat like a little lead pipe. When they reach the ball, it's overripe. Say hey.
Say who?
Say Willie. Say hey.
Say who?
Swinging at the plate. Say hey.
Say
Willie, that giant kid is great.
He runs the bases like a choo-choo train. Swings around second like an aeroplane. His cap flies off when he passes third. And he heads home.
I think there was a little mini trend there with like that kind of swing music and songs about baseball players.
That's
because
right.
I know another one. Which is, did you see Jackie Robinson hit that ball, which is the same kind of thing? And I'm sure there were others, too, right?
Yeah. Kind of the equivalent, I think, Jim, of, like, songs you would chant at a game or, you know, like a soccer game or a football game or something like that. So
in that era...
Really nice. And they recorded it. Why not?
Yeah. And in that era, too, baseball was huge. I mean, it truly was America's pastime. It was the number one sport. So the stars, Willie Mays, you know, people like that were just... You know, Joe DiMaggio, enormous stars, right?
Yeah. You could buy a lot of singles.
So, now another one he mentioned here is called Love is Like a Baseball Game by the Intruders.
Love is just like a baseball game. Three strikes, you're up.
Up to bat.
To bat.
I thought I hit a love run. My surprise, I found I didn't hit none. Threw her love so fast, she put me in a daze. Never knew that love could come so many ways.
Like one,
she took me by surprise,
like two,
right in front of my eyes.
Like three,
oh, I was out without a doubt.
That sort of falls in the category of not really being about sports, but using sports as a metaphor.
Yeah, as a metaphor. Absolutely.
Like, I remember you played the song Backfield in Motion.
Yes.
Right? Same kind of thing,
Same thing. Yeah.
Yes.
And, you know, Viagra's been invented since the song came out.
This one.
Thank the Lord.
I was wondering about this. What is it?
Couldn't get up to bat and, you know, anyway. Thank you, Bill and Falls Church.
Yeah. All right. So those were good picks. And then one more I want to get to here, and one more baseball song was from Gerald Chazinski in the suburbs of Toronto.
They got baseball in Canada.
And he mentions the Dropkick Murphys, which I think they've done a lot of sports songs or a fair number of sports songs.
They're like chanting.
They're very associated with Boston, and their one song, I'm Shipping Off to Boston, is played at Red Sox games,
I think. Yep.
Right? So it's a big thing.
It's a shout-along.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And they're one of those kind of... Celtic rock pub band kind of thing, right?
Absolutely.
All right, so one of them that he mentions here is called Jimmy Collins' Wake, which is about, I believe, an old Red Sox manager, right? When they won their first World Series. So that must have been many decades ago, right?
We've gathered here to bitter to us Boston boys, alas, our few. Some from cross town, some from coast to give us, give her one last.
Jimmy Collins Cup and hail the lads that won the crown. While turning baseball upside down. We hit 'em hard, we hit 'em clean. The pitching of Big Bill Dineen. Some leg to bun, some hit 'em out. Remember old Buck Freeman's clowns. We'll sing of Candy, Cy and Freddy, Patsy Doherty, Broadway Hobie, Chicken Jack O'Brien. Sat there crying. Let's raise a glass and lift it up and sip from Jimmy Collins' cup and hail the lads that won the crown that brought victory to our grounds. Let's raise a glass and lift it up and sip from Jimmy Collins' cup and hail the lads that won the crown. Let's turn it baseball upside down.
Kind of odd for me to associate a drinking song with Boston.
Yeah, very strange. And I would say it's, you know, it's a nice Pogues pastiche.
It is.
Yeah,
it is.
It's very nice. Yes, yeah, they did it really well.
They're very influenced by the Pogues.
Yeah, totally, man.
Yes.
Yeah. It's cool, though.
All right, so that's a good collection of baseball songs, which
is really
appropriate for this time of year. And then you, of course, had the one football-related tune.
That's right.
And we're going to close out with probably the best of all sports, which is basketball.
Yes, it is.
And we'll hit that up in a while. Oh, we should also mention too that if you go way back in our archives, and you can get our archives on the at our website, suburbspod.com.
Yeah.
You can search there for all the past shows, and then of course, you know, any of the podcast platform feeds. But if you go way back, you'll find an episode we did on soccer.
Oh, that
songs
was great
too, right?
Yeah.
With
Nate Scott.
Yes. Yeah. So that was good. That was very educational for me.
Now, I just want to say this, Jim, really quick to all you soccer fans out there. Have you been watching the Champions League coverage? Because the guest commentator, the main commentator, is Steve Nash. And I just want to say that, you know, every time I watch Champions League soccer, I really want to hear an expert opinion from a guy that used to play in the NBA.
Yeah.
I don't understand it. I really don't. Stuart Holden and Steve Nash. I don't get it, Jim.
A Canadian also, right?
Right. Doesn't make any sense to me at all. But anyway, basketball, King Kong, Louisville.
I do want to talk about Steve Nash that you brought him up, but I'm not going to today because we're running out of time. But so bring up his name somewhere down the road and I'll tell you a little
bit. Absolutely. I'd love to hear that.
Okay. Yeah. But real quickly here, I mentioned you can listen to the show on all the big podcast places.
Please do.
And you can visit the website, suburbspod.com. And then, of course, you know, we're not going to end this on the sports songs. We got a good collection of baseball here. We only got the one basketball.
Right.
Suggestion, which we're going to play out with. I don't think we really got much on anything else. So, you know, there are other basketball or football.
Golf.
Or yes, golf, as we mentioned.
That's right.
Songs.
Lawn darts.
Anything else, you can still send them our way. It's rock@suburbspod.com. That's the email. Or call, like Eric did. Leave a message. We would really like that.
612-440-1984.
Okay. Or Facebook, Twitter, Instagram at SuburbsPod, all that stuff. Okay. So I mentioned the basketball song we got. Let me.
This is good, man.
Oh, this is.
Ben from Louisville, right?
This is tremendous. I know. Yeah. As you know, I used to live in Louisville and my wife went to University of Louisville. So we're all big Cards fans in the house. And we got this on Facebook from Jay Ignacio.
Oh, yeah.
And he recommends a band called King Kong.
Love this band.
Out of Louisville, Kentucky.
Love this band.
And the song is just called Basketball. He mentions King Kong is original Slint bassist Ethan Buckler.
Yeah, it's great, man.
Fronts this funky Louisville Drag City Records band and pens an homage to the University of Louisville Cardinals basketball team. He name drops Dewan Wheat, Samaki Walker, Tick Rogers, and Freedom Hall. And then he puts C-A-R-D-S, cards, cards, cards. There we go. And I lived in Louisville in the era of Dewan Wheat and Samaki Walker. And that was really exciting. Those teams in the late 90s were really exciting teams. So
totally.
This is great. So we're going to play out with that. Send us some more basketball songs. I want to hear them.
Yeah, man. It's more King Kong.
Yeah. It's Rock in the Suburbs. I'm Jim Linehan.
I'm Patrick Foster.
And oh, we got some really exciting things planned for next week, so we'll talk to you then.
Sure, we do. We'll be right back.
tick, picks, but we picked up on a switch. What a bitch. He floated underneath to Samaki. Samaki fakes, but he doesn't take the shot. It's part of the play. They want a trade. Besides, you're bound to miss with a hand on your wrist.
Oh, yeah, and Tommy Lasorda and all that stuff. It's
Sandy
cool.
Koufax.
Good stuff, yeah.
Pretty
yeah.
badass.